welcome to Real Estate Raw, where we will discuss some real-world examples of the do's and don'ts in the world of real estate. You'll be introduced to industry-leading experts who will reveal behind-the-scenes tips and tricks. This podcast is raw and uncut, and we'll dive deep into the issues you need to know. Produced right here in the NVRE studio, North Lakes, Brisbane. Now over to your host, Paul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Real Estate Raw. We have a very special guest with us here today, Thomas Duralva. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Oh, yeah, that was perfect.
Lovely. Okay, so we have Thomas here from Virtual Tour Creator, who's innovated a product here. It's only 2 years old, I believe, and it's already taken the industry by storm. I've noticed that you've already been on the block.
Oh,
and you've just recently been nominated for the top 20, I believe. Industry
yes.
Award for Elite Agent.
Yes, this is probably the most exciting thing that happened this year. You know, I didn't even know we were nominated, and there you go, we are in the top 20 with the biggest names in the industry. So it's really a privilege, and it's really exciting that, you know, we get such great feedback from our customers who obviously nominated and voted for us.
So how did Virtual Tour Creator come about? I mean, obviously, you're a bit of an innovator and an entrepreneur by heart, and you've got a few things on the go on the side as well. So what sparked Virtual Tour Creator? What was the motivation for it?
Look, I've been in the virtual reality space for the last 5 years. Mm. Virtual Tours Creator idea came about probably 2 years ago. Before that, I was creating big and expensive virtual reality tours for the likes of Bond University, Darwin City, or you probably might know it in around Queensland, Kitchen Connections.
Right, yes.
So we've created the first in the Southern Hemisphere virtual configurator, even before IKEA released their own. So you can walk into Kitchen Connections showrooms, you can put the 3D goggles on, and you can change the colors of your floors, splashbacks, colors of the cupboards just with your eyes. And 2 years ago, we were buying a house. Mm. Me and my wife having a full-time job, we didn't really have time to run around and look at open houses. And that's when it all came together, and I thought, look, the new little cameras like that came out. Mm. The technology is there. Mm. Why not create a platform for real estate? I had a few friends in real estate industry that, you know, we've been kind of chatting about those solutions, but it just came together when I was buying the house. So it's a true story. And a great thing about it is, which probably nobody knows about, I got really lucky getting hold of Nigel Dalton from REA when they were at the LJ Hooker conference in the Gold Coast mm-hmm. casino. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got a number from somebody to call him, and I said, you know, I introduced myself. He totally didn't know who I am, but I said, I have such and such an idea, and I would love to show him a demo. And said, well, why don't you just come over? And I was in Brisbane, so I drove quickly to Gold Coast, as quick as possible, and I showed it to him and said, hey, mate, if you're going to create it the way you're presenting it, we're going to get you connected, and we're going to, you know, start having those virtual tours for the Australian real estate at reasonable prices. And with the help of him and many other people in his research team, like Luke Chadwick, we launched Virtual Tours Creator.
That's fantastic. And when, I mean, 360 has been around for quite some time. I mean, it was been in and out of the real estate industry. You know, some early adopters took it on, but they didn't see any need to have it. What sort of do you think's changed now? What's people's mindset, or why have they moved now towards that adoption to this technology?
Look, I don't want to be making any assumptions, but it's just my idea, and that's my dreams coming true. But I have a feeling that there is the devices, the phones that we all have nowadays,
yep,
they can handle, in the first place,
yep,
such technology. So now you can open the virtual tour on pretty much any phone, and it's not going to be clunky, it's not going to load up for ages, it's just easy, and the internet connection is also improved. Mm. And the second thing, I think in the era of internet being all around and all of us using it all the time, every day, people are time poor. That's one thing. And two, they want to see everything immediately. So the buyers, the tenants, they want to see a property even before they're going to see the agent. You know, if my wife wants to buy a house, she doesn't want to even wait till Saturday to go to the open house. And if she's going to find the virtual tour on Monday and she likes the property, she's going to call the agent. So I think the pressure from the agent's customers is becoming real. You know, obviously, you as agents have different techniques for getting your leads. And that's what, you know, probably the open houses were made for. But now everything is changing, and I think the most innovative real estate agencies, the ones that want to be on top of things, the ones that want to stand out from the crowd, and the ones that want to be leaders, they realize that or are realizing that, and they're not going to be behind. They're going to be right on top of things. They're going to deliver the best service possible to their customers.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, you've seen a lot of, you've got a lot of customers at the moment that are taking on this technology. And you're right, it's the early adopters now that are starting to embrace the technology. And only the reason behind that is because they're starting to realize that's what the consumer wants, right? So if they're one step behind, the consumer's already looking elsewhere for the information, right? So, I mean, our agency, as you know, we've adopted a lot of this technology very early on, and we're sort of embracing it, because when you embrace it early, then you can prove on it, and then you become a step ahead of everyone else. Not only that, you're also delivering a really clean, crisp product, right, to your clients after you've gone through those teething issues that everyone does when they bring on technology. So when, I mean, you've had a bit of coding background, I assume, so, I mean, you've had you know a little bit about the background of coding and programming the software, or how did you design or go through that process of knowing what works for the end consumer?
Look, I absolutely have zero coding skills. All my background is sales, marketing, and sales again. But I'm lucky enough to have a close friend who I snowboard with. He got me onto, you know, virtual reality, and I kind of made my first steps along with them. Obviously, after that, when I had the idea, I had to find a team of very, very good and decent programmers who I trust endlessly, and they just you know, fulfill my wishes and just create what I have in my head, or what you as our customers, you know, tell us to do to create, to make this software useful for your work.
Okay, so you've got some friends that you know, have helped you put together this platform. So, I mean, obviously, it's a very user-friendly piece of kit. You know, we've had some great feedback from clients that have seen this. As I mentioned earlier, you were featured on the Block. So, obviously, you know, this technology is now starting to get into the mainstream of some of the bigger agencies around the country. Do you do much market research? Are you looking at sort of product development or moving this software sort of in a unique and different direction? Or what are we going to see in the next couple of years from VTC?
Well, of course. Of course, we have many different ideas. I don't know if I can, you know, share all of them. But one of them that that we discussed before is augmented reality. You know, probably most of the people that that are listening to us or watching us have never heard about it, but you probably heard about the Pokemon Go game. So this is exactly what it is. At the moment, we are focusing on creating content, so teaching you guys that you can create those virtual tours and create a lot of content so that later, maybe in a year's time, we're going to bring up the augmented reality part of the system. And this is probably the first time I officially talk about it.
That's all right. Exclusive here, everyone.
Yes, with NVRE. And so that will allow you to have interactive flyers, interactive newspaper advertisements, or interactive boards in front of the properties. You know, the board that you put in front of the property for sale.
Yep.
Anyone that has a phone will be able to walk past that board. There's going to be a little sticker on it. You know, scan this board using your phone. You don't even need to download an app. And whoever is going to do that a virtual tour that you've created before using VTC is going to come up straight in front of them.
So well, that's exciting news because, you know, we're going to have this new generation of buyers, the younger generation that have been, you know, brought up around technology and it's, you know, second nature to them. So having something that's going to appeal to them in the future when they're making a purchase is a really exciting move. And I think, you know, as real estate changes as well moving forward, I think, you know, we've got to be mindful that, you know, we're in that we're in a sort of a funny zone where we need to still look after, you know, the retirees of the older generation, the old school that still think property's in the newspaper. And then you've also got to bring in new technologies for the young generation. So there's a bit of a balancing point there as well. And you find that a lot of the older, I guess, agencies or principals of agencies that are that old way of thinking, you know, they still go and do their cold calling and they've got different methods of prospecting. And then you've got the digital agencies, you know, like us that do it very differently. I think, you know, bringing in those type of technologies to look after that younger generation is going to be a good position, I think, for agencies to be in moving forward. What do you sort of see, you know, what the younger generation are doing now? I mean, you know, content, you know, is obviously very accessible. But have you had sort of or done any research as to how they're now looking at property?
Look, personally, or as VTC, we didn't do any research on that as to what your customers are looking for. So I couldn't tell you much about it. But what everyone probably knows, just using common sense, you know, you have your even five-year-olds sitting on iPads, iPhones all the time. Mm. So the younger generation doesn't even know what the symbol of a phone means on your phone,
right, yeah.
Because they've never seen the headset.
Yeah, 1-2 years old, they're doing the pinch and zoom and the swipe. And, you know, I've got a three-year-old daughter that walks up to our TV and thinks she can push, you know, the Netflix movies and make them play.
Yes.
Now, it becomes a very natural sort of process. And I think this platform on a mobile device and a tablet is where it really shines, doesn't it? Because it's interactive. You can actually touch and feel it and move around. A little bit different to a desktop, although, you know, we can see here the desktop gives you a nice clear and crisp image, whereas, you know, I guess the trade-off is that the interactivity is gone. When you know the augmented reality is coming through, that would be an exciting thing for everyone to watch out for. I mean, one thing I just would like to hear from you as well is this, you know, product is doing very well in you know, the rental property management space. So you know, like what we're doing at the moment is we're using this for reporting to landlords to give a lot of clarity and transparency about their property and when they're not in the area. It's good for them to almost walk around their property and see their investment, you know, in almost real time. So what's your experience at the moment with other clients? Are they using the technology for those specific purposes?
Well, I have to tell you that NVRE is one of the few agencies in Australia or probably in the world that really embraced it and wants to change the approach to their customers. You know, most of agents, don't get me wrong, but that's how I see it, is they think about presenting the property the old school way from their own perspective. So they will do the photos or tell the photographer to do the photos the way they like it, the way they think the property is well presented. But what it's now all about is about giving the buyers or the tenants the option of looking at the property from their own perspective.
Yeah, that's exactly.
They want
it.
To do it at the comfort of their house, and they want to do it whenever they want to do it. And NVRE has embraced it not only in sales and marketing the property, but also in property management. Mm. You know, you creating those tours and you thinking about the tenants or the buyers, and this is the shift that is happening in not many agencies. So I'm very happy that an agency like yours is embracing it here in Brisbane. And honestly, it's only a few agencies around Australia that it's doing it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, again, you know, it's being in the forefront. You know, it's looking for their needs, exactly right. You know, if you can deliver, I guess, a first-class experience to the end user, they're going to remember that. You know, not only are they going to remember it, they're going to let other people know that, you know, this is the difference between what, you know, I guess, mainstream real estate is now and what a digital agency is trying to do. So what I'm sort of curious to know as well is have you had any sort of challenges? You know, we've adopted it quite easily and quite freely. Have you had any challenges, you know, in trying to get other agencies over the line? Like what's some of the challenges that you've come across?
Look, there's plenty. that's why probably only 3% of all agencies around Australia and New Zealand is using virtual tours. One, people don't believe me that this can be so affordable, if not to say cheap.
Mm.
Two, they don't believe me that the tours can be done as quickly as, 15 minutes for a three-bedroom house?
Yep.
How long did it take
you? Oh, you know, I mean, with a bit of practice, I think we're probably down to maybe 5 or 10 minutes now.
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's always hard the first time.
Mm.
But what I can see, the biggest obstacle is that the principals or the owners of the agencies, they believe in that product and they have the vision and they go, okay, Tom, let's do it. We're going to get the cameras and then we're going to get everyone trained. The biggest obstacle is in property management, to get the property managers on board, to get them trained. Even though it's going to take 20 minutes, on top of everything that they're doing, and I completely understand how busy they are, they don't want to have another thing because they think it's just going to make their life complicated. But after having a few customers like you or Image Property with big rent rolls, once they've given those cameras to the property managers and they had to make them do it, you know, because many property managers are going to say, no, we're not going to do it. And that's it. Mm. What you going to do about it? Mm. So the principals don't really have the bargaining power.
Mm.
But the ones that know how to kind of make them do it or enhance them to do it, you're going to see that now when a property manager goes into property to do that entry or exit report, instead of taking 500 photos or 450, they can limit it down to 100 or 150. It's a huge time-saving exercise, and you know they can do it in 15 minutes. So the obstacle is how to present it to property managers, you know?
Yeah, so again, that's, you know, I guess one of those classic examples where that adoption of technology is not fitting in with old-school you know, procedures, you know, where the agency is used to a certain set way. I guess one thing that we've done very well is that we're, you know, moving into what's called a one-team model, and by doing that with property management and sales is that you're having people that have their expertise and they stay within that sort of section of that process. So I guess we're not finding it a problem. As you know, we're producing quite a few tours at the moment. So, again, you know, it is a mindset thing. I think the industry really is, you know, having to, you know, it will have to change sooner or later. It'll be either forced to change if it's not going to make itself change. Because, I mean, look at Realtek. You know, you've been at Realtek the last couple of years, which we met you on last year. You know, there's a lot of Realtek technologies out there now that are out there to help assist this process because people are time poor, like you said, with property managers. So there's software now that can help them through that process because it's becoming a very complex business. So, you know, Virtual Tour Creator, amongst other software technologies, is helping, I guess, give them that time back, but they're not seeing it that way.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but what I can see, if I can just cut in, what makes me happy is that now the trainers and speakers and the leading voices in the industry, in property management or in sales or in training especially, like Lee Woodward's Academy or Curtis Pirota from REA or Peter Brewer from REIQ, they start to openly talk about the future technologies and they are making it understandable to people that they talk to and that they train. And that makes it a bit easier for them to have a grasp of that technology.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And again, it's the different generations of business owners that are coming through that are in the industry at the moment. So I guess, you know, where do you sort of see, you know, not just Virtual Tour Creator, but where do you see technology in the next sort of 5 years? You know, obviously you're playing a big part in, your software platform in real estate. You're obviously noticing and researching and keeping an eye on the industry, you know, tech space. What are you sort of seeing moving at the moment? What's your vision of real estate in the next sort of 5 years?
Look, it's changing so quickly that it's really impossible to predict what's going to happen in a year. You know, if we can predict what's going to happen in 6 months, yes, we might. The uptake on new technologies might not be so quick, but at the moment, we've got companies like Rita or by AI or Realm with their artificial intelligence. And we've got, you know, Google or Amazon that provide you with devices that you can talk to. And that might also change the way that property managers operate. It can change anything, you know, or everything. I've heard a story that, you know, from people from Google that they have a 5-year-old kid, and it's so used to talking to Google, you know, about changing so many things in the house or playing music or something like that, that one day the 5-year-old approached the car and asked the car, what time is it?
Yeah, so.
It's
scary. Kids are going to be thinking of this world when they grow up.
Yeah, so maybe I went a bit too far.
No, but it's very true. You know, I mean, look, Google and artificial intelligence. I mean, I was reading an article just the other day that, you know, Amazon's just released its new hosting platforms that are designed specifically to host artificial intelligence programming. So artificial intelligence is going to be a big thing, I think, in the next 5 years. You know, you'll be able to just literally ask your phone or, you know, go to a piece of software somewhere and it will take you through the whole purchasing process potentially, you know, right from research to finance to contracts. You know, I mean, if you think about the industry, obviously agents are always going to play a big role in the process, but a lot of the smaller mundane, I guess, things that you go through as either a purchaser or a seller can be done automatically online.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look, like probably many people from the prop tech industry, I have the same idea. It's going to be nothing new that I'm going to say now, but you know, the technology is not here to replace the agents.
That's exactly.
It's just to take away the unnecessary tasks that they are doing that's keeping them away from what they should have been doing, you know? So I think that will come handy, but it's going to take time for everyone to embrace it and change the processes, you know? There's a company called Stufflink that is also changing the face of real estate property management. They are from Brisbane and they have offshore virtual assistants. And at the moment, they work with Image Property and many other companies, and they even train their virtual assistants to do the virtual tours for you. You know, so all you're gonna have to do as an agent, you're just gonna have to take the photo. You won't even have to upload them online. You can just send them to the virtual assistants, and you know, they're not only going to do that, they're going to do your paperwork, emailing, and all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, the process is very quick as it is. So, I mean, when you have user-friendly software, you know, Virtual Tour Creator is, I guess, one of those that are very simple and easy to use. I guess the misconception there is that people think they have to be, you know, a professional photographer to understand it. I mean, these cameras, you know, are very intelligent. They can create, you know, these images, you know, with just one click of a button. The software then can stitch it and put it all together. So, I mean, it's all coming hand in hand where then, you know, you're right, you know, you send that to an offshore assistant. It takes a couple of minutes for them to do and the process is really not really a process, you know. I think in our experience, even taking, you know, the images on the home, like, for example, that one there, it would have taken maybe 7 or 8 minutes. It really, once you know positioning and composition and what to look for and what not to look for, it's really just, you know, you go in there and you can just point and shoot and you're out. So, you know, when you grow a property management business and you have, you know, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 managements, it's not really an addition to the process. It's going to save you somewhere else is the way that we look at it. So I just want to sort of switch topics a little bit. So been doing a little bit of research, obviously, and I stumbled on another little platform of yours called Mood Studio. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What's involved in that?
Well, this is the first company that I started with. And Mood Studio specializes in 3D design and off-the-plan virtual tours for developers or 360 videos and applications. It's a bit, you know, left behind because now we are focusing strongly on VTC, and this is the main business because we see so much potential in that. But the Mood Studio is still kicking, and just 2 weeks ago, we released an official app for the city of Darwin. You can find the app on, you know, Google Play or App Store. It's called Darwin Virtual Reality. Mm-hmm. And the city of Darwin is using it to promote themselves overseas in China. And they just flew there for a few weeks and they had some tremendous success, you know, with people being able to virtually transfer themselves to the beautiful places in Darwin, you know.
It's just all about accessibility of content, isn't it, really? So, you know, I guess, you know, when you're looking at, obviously you're involved in different platforms, you know, Virtual Tour Creator is your baby and it's going very well. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
We're impressed with it and we're seeing your progress and seeing how it's going. So, I mean, you know, you touched a little bit on augmented reality. We've spoken about 360 and 3D. So with, you know, the next generation, I believe, you know, Apple and Google are revisiting Google Glasses and those types of things and, you know, and specialty goggles. Do you sort of see this software as a part of, you know, being available in some type of an application where, you know, people will start visualizing or viewing these things within, you know, a 360 room with goggles and that type of thing?
Oh, 100%. Look, we already supply you guys with a pair of cardboard goggles. You know, the every virtual tour that you're going to create is fully compatible with probably any virtual headset that you can put your phone into. There are obviously different solutions like Oculus or Daydream that you could use those virtual tours for. We are not fully compatible with them yet. But, you know, I don't think there's a need to have it right now because, you know, how many of your customers have a headset at home? So we don't want to jump the gun. We don't want to spend the money on creating the solution that nobody's going to use yet. But when it's going to become mainstream, we will be ready. We'll be there 100%.
Well, funny you say that. I mean, you know, you look around online and you can purchase branded goggles now, all flat packed up, you know, for, you know, less than a couple of dollars a piece, you know, where, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, they were, you know, maybe $50, $60, $70, yes. You know, so it's becoming quite cheap to be able to get your own little 3D goggle set, post it out in the post, you know, with a list of properties they can view. So people that are looking at purchasing property or investing in property and they don't want to travel, you know, mm-hmm. you can send them these kits and they can just have a look at all of these properties, you know, quite accessibly through, you know, a branded set of goggles that you can purchase from, you know, either Alibaba or Amazon or something yes. like that. So yeah, I don't think it's not too far around the corner.
No, I already know agencies that are working on creating their own mobile display booths that they will use in shopping centers to do pop-up shops, you know, on the weekends to present the whole lot of properties that they sell or manage just on a virtual reality headset in a chair in the middle of the shopping center. So the people won't even have to go to the office. So this is already happening, yes.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it? It's absolutely mind-blowing. So, look, I mean, I guess we'll wrap up the podcast. So, look, again, congratulations, you know, again, on the success of Virtual Tour Creator. Again, it's been a great asset to our business, and we're really excited to see, you know, the updates that are coming. And look, I think everyone needs to, look out for it as well and adopt this. I believe that you're giving the viewers and people that are listening to this podcast a bit of a special. So
yes,
if you contact Tom at VTC or virtualtourcreator.com and mention NVRE, he will offer you a little bit of a bonus and get started with this new technology. I guess sort of for my final thought, and you can chime in as well just after, is don't be afraid of this technology. I think it's really here to help. And again, we need to think about the consumer more than we think about us. And I think, you know, if we really adopt and bring this technology into, you know, this environment, I think at end of the day, the customers will be the winners. So, you know, congratulations again on that. But
Thank you, Paul. I completely agree what you're saying. I think, you know, you still have to remember that you are here for the buyers or the tenants. And if you're going to provide them with transparency and enough information, they're going to love you for that. And, you know, they're going to become your customers.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Thomas, for coming down to our office here in the studio and being a guest on this episode. Stay tuned for future episodes with some other guests that are innovating in this industry and also helping. And you can subscribe on iTunes and Spotify and all the podcasts. This will also be available on YouTube. I'm sure that some of your viewers will be watching this as well once it's released. So thanks again for coming, and we really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
See ya.